everyone. Welcome to Yachting International Radio. You're with Karine Rayson from The Crew Coach on the Wellbeing Project. Today, we're going to be talking about discover your career potential. So I have one of our graduates, Samantha Morris. Welcome, Samantha.
Hi, Karine. Nice to see you again.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So Samantha, why did you decide to do the course specifically?
I found an article of yours. It was in a magazine. Was it Boating International magazine?
I think it was the Islander magazine, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, yeah. It was the Islander magazine. And it said about, are you feeling stuck? Are you feeling demotivated, devalued? You want an opportunity for growth, but you don't know where to go, like what to do next. And I was, as I read your article, I was like, yeah, how does she read my mind?
That's good. That's positive. Okay, so you were feeling maybe a bit lost or stuck, not knowing what to do next. Perhaps you were unhappy in your current career back then?
Yeah, I was not sure what I wanted to do, and I was feeling a bit, I'd been in that role for quite a long time and wanted to learn more. We're going to the same cruising grounds. I wasn't sure if I wanted to remain at sea or if I just wanted a new role, new challenge. And yeah, I just felt stuck.
Okay. So what did you discover through the course?
I've realized my true values, what my true values are, what my old family scripts are, things that, you know, my parents told me when I was growing up, that you have to study before you can go out and play. And I realized I still follow those scripts. So if I'm studying, I will only study and not allow myself to do the things that I enjoy, like paint my numbers, baking, and other things.
So what changes have you made since learning all these things about yourself?
A week before Christmas, I said, enough study for this year. I started doing more baking, did some paint by numbers. And now I'm mindful that you can still study, but you need to be enjoying the process of studying. Otherwise, you're not fully absorbing what you're studying. So you need to be able to have time for yourself as well as have time for study.
Absolutely. So it's finding that balance. And I think in life, we focus on a couple of priorities, even though we have a few more priorities, and then we don't distribute our energy and time across all priorities. So I know that was one of the activities in the course about your happiness pie and looking at where are you choosing to invest your energy and whether you do need to make particular shifts so you can have more balance in your life.
Yeah, and I realized that I'm helping a lot of other people. It's always easy to help other people, but then I realized what I need is I need time to invest in myself. Mm-hmm. This gave me the opportunity then to resign from my current position. And I think I'm on my 8th month of vacation since I've left that job.
That's amazing. And I know you have found since an incredible job, and you've worked really hard through the course in terms of truly defining what you want from your career. And I know that your interview process has also changed in a very, very positive way. Can you share a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so I'd say back in 2019, when I started to put my CV out and look for other interviews, I would say that when I was being interviewed then, I would try to fit myself to the role and maybe change and adapt myself to fit that role, what the interviewer was interviewing me for. And the best thing is just be yourself, because then you're not wondering what you should say next. You're not preempting what you'd say. Maybe you've not directly answered the question the interviewer's asked, but you've answered it in your way, and they've been able to get the best out of you by you just being yourself.
Brilliant. And I know you're laughing.
Sometimes,
yeah, go ahead.
And sometimes most times for the opportunity for the interviewer is also so that the boat, you, boat can interview you, but you can interview the boat. And sometimes the position's not for you, so it's okay to say no if you go for an interview and decide it's not for you.
100%. Sorry, we just broke up there. I just switched my camera back on. So Samantha, with regards to the interview process, I completely agree with you that you need to be interviewing the vessel as well to ensure it's right fit for you, because you value your time and your future career opportunities. I know that Sarah McNally, she did the leadership course, she's in TCC Tribe, and she just went through an interview process and it was lengthy like yours with regards to speaking to the captain. And she was so excited because the captain spoke to her about values. What are the values of the vessel? And I know that you've had a similar experience.
So when the captain asked me what it is I'm looking for within the position, I mentioned the I was looking for mentorship from my captain, great leadership. I want support, I want open communication, that we can all feel like we can all speak up and we can all be heard. That it's like a family environment and culture on board. Everybody is looking out for everybody. You know, it's work hard, everybody works hard, and then we're able to have some downtime together. Because I feel like this is the most important factor, to have a comfortable working environment on board where people can feel the room to grow and to be motivated and feel happy on their home away from home. We're there at long times at sea, and we need to be happy whilst we're working.
Yes, couldn't agree with you more. So what's so interesting about your intake compared to the previous group, and I know that you had a sample of the previous group and then came into the second group because you had more time to join us and be more present in the course second time round. The first intake was largely around students who are looking for a new career pathway. They're transitioning out of yachting and they're thinking about the next steps. Now, all the students in your group were still happy to stay in yachting, but they were trying to define specifically the role that they wanted and what that looked like in greater detail. And I know that you're going to share your flower with us, and the purpose of the flower is to break down the characteristics, the attributes regarding to your career potential and what that looks like, because there's many aspects when it comes to career. There's salary, there's geographic location, there is purpose, and yeah, really being able to hone that down, which is not easy. And the course isn't easy because it requires reflection work. But what's so amazing about that flower, it just puts all those pieces of the puzzle, all your hard work together, doesn't it?
Yeah, so it was, I think, 7 petals, and I'd finished them all apart from the salary. So it was like what your knowledge is. So I really enjoy it. This year I've been it was 1 year ago now that I've been introduced to essential oils, and I feel that the essential oils have helped me and guided me through to help me with emotions and my emotional intuition this year. As you said quite rightly, it was geography. So I took it as where I would like to be based. And as you know, I've been looking at the south of Spain this year. And I also really like Bali, but it's not yet open for tourists. So the purpose of life, my purpose was, I want to make a positive impact by helping other seafarers to overcome mental health difficulties and to have the confidence and strength to ask for help when things are not okay. Skills, so what skills do I have? Organising, listening, writing, analysing, supporting, problem solving, coordinating, decision making, communicating. There are a few that I wrote down. An environment, would like to have an office whereby I'm traveling and, you know, I could have that work-life balance. So yeah, being a purser on board is an office. I'm traveling, and then we'll see, like in the future.
That's amazing. And I know that, did you want to add more to that?
I think I missed a petal of people.
Okay, tell me about people, because that's important.
So I said like-minded people, great leadership, mentorship, feelings of motivation and valued support, open communication, growth mindset, encourage growth, mutual respect, and feeling happy, like, you know, feelings of like being giggly, you know, that you feel appreciated in your place of work.
Beautiful, Samantha. And I know halfway through the course you created a vision board. I'm curious to know what has manifested from that vision board. I know that you only just completed the course, so there's not so much time that has elapsed, but I'm very curious. Like, I don't know exactly what it is, but since we've last spoken, what's manifested?
I've just secured a new job, which will start soon. And I'd say that some of it already happened. So I'd asked for, whilst I was on my previous role, I'd asked, because I started the course originally in February, so I started to put things then, coaching, being part of mental health, being able to support other seafarers. I'm now a group leader in Maritime UK to talk for mental health with seafarers over the next 9 to 12 months. I'd asked for like a sense of balance, well-being escapes. I've been to Spain a few times this year and been able to go to yoga, a regular yoga practice. So I guess that's that part of it. I've been looking at houses over in Spain. I haven't quite got there yet, but you know, it's in the process. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and one of the things my vision board says, the past is your lesson, the present is your gift, and the future is your motivation.
Yes, that's beautiful. Oh, I love that. That's so good. So what I'm hearing, Samantha, is a sense of confidence in who you are and what you want. And I think that is the beauty of this particular course. It gives you clarity. Without clarity, you can't formulate an action plan. And I can see your action plan is very detailed. Another benefit of the course, it affirms particular skills that you have, because you can you could feel overwhelmed with what are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? What is my direction? What will I be good at? But once you know what that is, then you are able to move forward. And that's why this course is a journey. It's an ongoing journey, and you can go back to your notes, your reflections, the questions in the course at any time, because you're going, it's ongoing, and you're going to transform as you walk through life.
Yeah, because I was thinking that this morning. One of my things was getting a new job. This was on my vision board, and now I have that. And I was like, oh, I've got that now. What else is there I want? So then now I added yesterday a new goal on there. I would like to help to educate people on the benefits, the positive benefits of using essential oils. So I put that as a new goal. Here's a new one to work on.
So making space for the new as you're achieving the current goals that you have on your vision board. What was your favourite part of the course, Samantha?
I really liked the family, identifying the family scripts. Mm-hmm. This module was where we also looked at what jobs maybe our parents had.
Oh, yes.
And so I realised from my dad was in the Navy, and then he was in the fire service. So he from two jobs where they were told to man up if they have anything on their mind. You know, if the psychiatrist came in and they went to see the psychiatrist, then they would get the mick taken out of them by other people. It's very much a stigma atmosphere back in the day, in those kind of roles. And so he wasn't somebody that I could turn to on the first instance for him to understand. When I came home and I was suffering with anxiety because of the pandemic taking away my independence and making me feel fearful of, you know, like a lot of people, COVID, and we couldn't do anything. So that made me realize with your help that he's from a time and from professions where if he talked about it, yeah, he was told just man up, and that's why he was probably not the best person to understand what was going on.
Very interesting. Have you shared some of your learnings from the course with him and had a conversation about it, especially the one you mentioned earlier about the play?
Yeah. A couple of days ago, he spoke to me and he said that one of his other friends, which is Fireman, spoke to him on a night out over Christmas, and explained him a bit more about mental health. And then he asked me if we can sit down and have a conversation about it so that he can understand more. So,
wow. That is so good. I love the ripple effect that education has. It's so inspiring. So, Samantha, last question for you. Who do you think could benefit from a course like this?
Everyone.
Everyone. Where do you think people need to be in terms of in their life? Do you think if you are experiencing a uncomfortable emotion, or you're questioning your life purpose, or I guess we're covering it as we speak.
It's like if you feel like you want to move on to something else, you feel a bit stuck, you're not sure where you want to go in life, what are your most pleasures. I mean, there's lots of things we could probably do where we think of pleasure over financial. Maybe people would much prefer to do something they enjoy to do rather than the monetary side. So, you know, if they're stuck, if they want a new motivation, if they're not sure which area of growth they would like to move into.
Yeah. What I find interesting just speaking to you is that you've got clarity around your yachting career, but also clarity around your side hustles, which I think is perfect, because you might not be in yachting forever. And it's okay to have many passions as well. And I think in terms of well-being, it's so important to stay in tune with those passions and develop them while you have that financial security that you get from yachting.
Yeah, in February, I will start my degree, psychology and counseling.
So exciting.
Well, it's exciting, but then it's like 16 to 18 hours a week.
Oh, it's a lot. But you know what? I think as being yacht crew, we're so used to hard work that hours don't really scare us. But it's about, you know, looking after yourself and knowing when to set boundaries like you did before Christmas, so that you can not burn out and maintain your mental, emotional, psychological well-being, and physical, obviously. Yeah. Oh, Samantha, I wish you all the very best. I'm so excited for you. And I know that we spoke about in the very last session with all the girls about salaries. And I'm glad you're getting remunerated for what you deserve and what your skill set offers.
Thank you.
Okay, wonderful, Samantha. Well, take care. And I will no doubt see you soon in the TCC tribe.
Yeah, have a lovely day.
Thank you.